flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Ravens news. Well, we were talking about this yesterday. Chuck Pagano comes in, and we're going to hear from him next segment. He's the senior secondary coach, and he had talked about, you know, basically, hey, I'm asking for a friend. He became the friend and got the job, but then news broke after we were off the air that Chris Hewitt, 12 years in the organization, assistant head coach, pass game coordinator, will be no longer part of the equation. And Vinny Serrato, were you stunned at this news, the timing of it, and, you know, Chris Hewitt given tenure?
I was not shocked. When I saw it, I was kind of, because I talked about yesterday about three DB coaches. You know, what's Chuck's job? You know, you got Mallory and you got Hewitt. Each guy's going to coach a position. Each guy's going to coach a guy. So the secondary was not good. So I'm guessing that Harbs wanted changes there. Stevens got worse. Some guys, you know, what happened to Marcus Williams? So we don't know exactly what happened with Marcus Williams, but Chuck was his original secondary coach. He's confident in Chuck. I mean, he had Hewitt for 13 years, so he had some confidence in him, but they've been struggling as of late, and you got to kind of look, and I'm sure he discussed it with Zach Orr, and Zach Orr probably said they needed to go in a different direction, and Chuck brings in a ton of experience, both as a DB coach and as a coordinator. So, no, I like to move a lot.
Now, assistant head coach, that tag means what?
Nothing. Helps you get money. That's what it does. You know, and it helps you, you know, like if all these other guys, Zach Orr got promoted over him and everything else, we're going to throw you a bone and make you assistant head coach. Title means, all it is a title. Means nothing.
Now, Mark DeLeon is gone. We talked about that. Happened late last week. Inside linebacker coach. So as we connect dots here, pass game, defense, bad. Got better. Let's not forget that.
Improved by 50 yards.
Yeah, they got better. But some guys, Trenton Simpson, declined in performance. So you talked about, Vinny, the DBs, Marcus Williams went from a free agent acquisition of high caliber to a guy that was inactive.
Yeah.
And Brandon Stevens, a guy that could be looking for a contract extension, who's probably leaving. And then Trenton Simpson, who was more athletic than Patrick Queen, but fell off the grid. So two positions where players did not reach potential, and the coaches are no longer part of the equation.
And that's part of the NFL, you know. And the other thing, too, is you know, you've got Wiggins, a young guy. You got TJ Tampa, a young guy. And really, Kyle Hamilton's a young guy. So you bring in a coach that you believe in that can take them to the next level. All right, maybe Hewitt. He kind of, he reached his potential. The guys aren't getting better. So I got to bring somebody that can take my guy, the Tampas and the Wiggins and Hamiltons, and take them to the next level. Well, with Wiggins and with Tampa, getting them, you know, sound fundamentally early on in their careers. And Hamilton trying to get him to the next level. And maybe a Chuck Pagano can do that. And John believes that a Chuck Pagano can do that, and that Chris Hewitt, and we don't know what Chris Hewitt's like in a meeting and all that other stuff. I don't have a clue. You know, maybe talking with Cordell. Cordell may know because he talks to the players if, you know, what they thought of Chris Hewitt. I don't know. But he's the one that, when I'd be out at practice all the time, Chris Hewitt is the one that was leading all the drills for the DBs.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. So coaching changes. Jeff Zrebeck tweeted this out, that there could be more coming before it's all said and done. John Harbaugh's coaching staff, remember the turnover last year because of attrition, guys getting coordinator jobs, head coaching jobs, bringing in a lot of, you know, inexperienced types, NFL at least to some level, but Hewitt's a tenured dude. They decided to move elsewhere, or maybe was it a him thing?
No, I don't think it was a him thing. I think it was all John. And, you know, with what you just said, that Jeff Zrebeck said that, you know, and I'm sitting here thinking, where else are you going to go? You know, I mean, who else would be leaving? I don't think you'd want to get rid of anybody. Nobody on the offensive staff, I don't see that the guy's underachieved. And then D-line, I thought D-line played well, and I thought they developed well, and I thought Travis Jones doing a nice job. And Chuck Smith, I mean, he had two double-digit sack dudes, that guys that probably normally don't do that. So, I don't know, maybe Mallory back in the secondary.
But, I mean, do they go to greener pastures? Wouldn't that already be done, certainly, since the season's
most of
over?
Most of the jobs are already taken right now, unless he's changing Chris Horton out of special teams. I don't know. I don't really see that, just because, you know, it's total new kickoff return rules and everything, and everybody's kind of learning at the same time. Can't blame anybody for Tucker, other than Tucker's mentality. So I don't know. I mean, now you ask me if I was shocked at Hewitt. No. If somebody else got fired, I would be shocked.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.